I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Welcome into Grant and Danny on the Fan. It's August 19th, 2025. Monday Night Football last night. Bengals in town to play the Commanders. They get a 31-17 meaningless victory over Washington. But things were a lot better for the Commanders early with starters in the game. We'll be covering the game from all angles throughout the show today. Got to talk Terry McLaurin no showing and Brian Robinson not being there as well. McLaurin at least was an excused absence. And then in Robinson's case, the team told him, hey, we're not going to play you in the ballgame. He and the team headed for a divorce. So there's a lot going on an August show today. What's up, Danny?
Hey, buddy. Some questions are answered. There are more now maybe than before the game. Everything on the small side from, hey, I think Jacory Kroski-Merritt has this, you know, starting running back spot locked up. There he is late in the second half getting carries against second and third stringers, guys that are going to be cut. So I kind of don't know which way is up on some things. But you mentioned it. To me, the headline is Terry McLaurin 77 times and then kind of everything else. I can't believe it, quite frankly, and we'll have a lot to say about it.
I think specific to Merritt playing deep into the game, two things come to mind. Number one, Dan Quinn said after the game, I was in the press conference room, that they're still trying to learn him. He said, we just don't know a lot about him yet. So what better way to figure those things out than right now? I thought it was very possible that he was going to get those two carries that he got for 32 yards and a touchdown and then get out of the game, and that would tell you that he's pretty much the unquestioned first and second down back supplanting Brian Robinson. By him coming back into the game a couple times over, and as you said, playing deep into the evening with 11 attempts now, I think he's got the team high through two games in the preseason. They're giving him some workload, so you're right. It's not like they're protecting him as if he can't get hurt because he has to start against the Giants. I don't know that that's what this is, but I do think they're trying to get information so that they can best use him in that game. They're throwing him the football. They're designing some things for him. They're probably doing some different things up front with their lines. How does he go on outside zone? How does he run inside? What is he like behind pullers and power? Like all those different things they're trying to figure him out. But the other part is we've talked so much about Merritt, and I understand why. So much about this player who is ascending, and it's a rocket ship. We're probably not talking enough about Chris Rodriguez, who is the most like Brian Robinson.
Yeah.
And who has had a good camp and who did get the first carry and quote-unquote the start last night, a 40-yard run on counter Trey, the old Hogs-style run off the right side. It was more better blocking than anything else, but it was patience, it was vision. He looked really good. He ended up with 62 yards on six carries. So while I know that the guy that everyone's going to be drafting in fantasy circles all over the country is Kroski-Merritt.
That's what's sexy, yeah.
You know, he's the one we're all talking about. I think he would be the expected player to lead them in carries. I certainly think that's the case. But we're probably underselling Chris Rodriguez a little bit, too, from the standpoint of you take B-Rob out of the equation, the most like Brian Robinson is him, and then last night you see him rip off the 40-yarder and lead the team with 62 yards.
Yeah, kind of let you know, the sort of the forgotten or overlooked guy. Again, we always do this in sports, and I understand it. I'm as guilty as anybody else. You look for this unknown that doesn't have any bad sample yet, right? And you get so intrigued, so excited. I mean, I call it kind of the Sue Cravens corollary. The idea of him is so intoxicating that you don't, you know, realize that there's probably going to be disappointments and faults and stumbling blocks and things like that. But, you know, Rodriguez is kind of boring at this point. He burst onto the scene a couple years ago, and with his limited opportunities, has always been really good. And we've kind of overlooked that. I think that's the dude, at least to start the year, right? Who's going to lead the team in carries, at least for part of this year. Overall, I'm with you. It'll probably end up being JCM. But I think out of the gate, it's Rodriguez.
So that's actually fun. And I want to put a pin in that. Darius, put this in the notebook to come back to closer to week one as a topic. Who's going to lead them in carries against the Giants and in September? Because I still think it could be Kroski Merritt. It could be a hot hand thing. But at least for the moment, Chris Rodriguez has a chance if he has some good weeks of practice to be the first guy on the field and get those first carries. And if you have success, you're not coming off the field. But I did like not only the way they ran the ball, specifically Rodriguez and Kroski Merritt early, clearly responding to the Brian Robinson news about as well as you could have. Rodriguez with the 40-yarder on his first touch. Kroski Merritt, 2-for-32 and a touchdown on his first couple of carries. He finished the game with 9 attempts for 14 yards after that behind makeshift third-string type offensive line. So I don't know how much you could take out of that. It didn't seem to me like he was
not a lot of room to operate
doing something wrong, yeah, as much as it was just you get ball, you get tackled. But considering the offensive line up front did not have Laremy Tunsil at left tackle and Brandon Coleman at left guard or Sam Cosmi at right guard. So it was Wiley, Paul on the left side, and then Allegretti for Cosmi on the right side at guard. And then your two mainstay starters were Biadasz at center and Connerly at right tackle. I don't think you could have blocked or done much better, much cleaner against the Bengals, certainly on the four play, 74-yard opening touchdown drive, where it was just driving cars through holes. Some of this is the Bengals' defense is a dreadful disaster.
It's a pretty big something out of that, yeah.
I mean, that defense is horrendous. But they also probably didn't game plan for some of the stuff Washington did. I was talking with Logan Paulson today on the Take Command podcast, and you know, we were discussing the game, and he went back and watched the specifics of a lot of the run game, and he said that basically Kliff got into his regular season bag a little bit with some of the stuff he was doing, way different than like last week, which would have been a little more vanilla or what is traditional in the preseason. He's like, there's a good chance that the Bengals just didn't prep for this and just weren't completely ready, which, having watched it, I totally believe that.
That's what it looked like.
But as the game went on, those holes kind of went away, and I don't know that they were doing the same thing when the Washington starters weren't out there, but Chris Paul was a puller on that play, was out in front, looked good. John Bates is a machine, one of the better run-blocking tight ends in the league. I thought he was phenomenal. That is what you're looking for in the preseason. You just want to come out of a game feeling better about a group. And for me, even though their starters weren't all together up front, they dominated at the line of scrimmage on the first couple of drives.
Yeah, I think two things are true. One, I think you rightly said it, for what this group sort of thrown together makeshift, and you might see this offensive line this year. Again, that is a position of attrition. That running back are the kind of some of the higher injury rate positions in this sport. So that's important for that to have happen. But they dominated. They were excellent. Add in John Bates to that mix as kind of an extra tackle or whatever you want to call him. He is a mauler. I mean, that dude is like a grizzly bear up front as a blocker. He is great. Every big run, he's springing people. I think that's true. I also think that Bengals' front is atrocious. Now, I don't know if they had, I didn't bother to check. I don't know if they've got their starting perfect group or obviously there's no Hendricks in there and I'm very aware that he was at the game, by the way, very visible. But you could see all those different elements there of a group that is in dire straits, at least early in the season. I think Baltimore will run it down their throat. Whoever wants to can run it on them. They're going to have to outscore people again if that's some of what they're going to bring. Whether you scheme for it or not, you can't get knocked back dozens of yards and just play chase. That was ridiculous.
Jaden Daniels did not throw a pass in the game. He dropped back one time, and he ended up scrambling and turning it into a 14-yard touchdown run. So that could be his entire ramp-up. His entire preseason could be three handoffs and a 14-yard touchdown scramble on the first play with the ball in his hands back in Landover since last winter, which is amazing. You can't really write that script any better in front of the thousands of fans that were there last evening. But you could just see the difference in the electricity in the offense with him on the field. And this is why the league is trending this way. After the game, Jaden Daniels talked about what he saw on the touchdown. He said, I wanted to throw the corner to Chris Rodriguez. Wasn't there. Didn't like what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
He came back to the middle of the field for Deebo Samuel, and he was late. That was his words. He said, I was late to Deebo, meaning I needed to process it a little quicker. He could have tried to crowbar it in there, but what's the point? You're getting a guy blown up in the preseason. And so, if this is Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins or Tom Brady or one of these guys who's not running around and making a play, the call is kind of dead on arrival now. Maybe you create and you extend and you move in the pocket and you dump the ball down to a running back or something, but very likely you're burning an incompletion and you're going on to the next one. Not if you got Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Jaden Daniels. The play is alive. It's always alive. And he pulls the ball down, he makes the guy miss, and he goes and scores a touchdown.
Pretty electric, I think, as you said. Now, there's a lot of things working on that play for me. It looked like man, maybe with a linebacker, either you want to call it a spy or kind of working the underneath to either shadow him or just deal with any extra traffic that might have been there. So two things happened. One, I think nobody was open. I think that's important and instructive in this whole conversation we're going to have about the preseason and wide receivers. And we'll talk about Luke McCaffrey and some of the other guys that didn't do very much. And Ben Sinnott is in that group. No Terry McLaurin, et cetera. And then, sorry, you guys should have beat us on that one. If it's a regular pedestrian, as you said, a human being, advantage defense. I throw that one out of the end zone or my shot clock runs out and maybe I buy some time. Nope, I got Superman back there.
Exasperating because you do so many things right.
Great coverage, great job.
But this touchdown is why it's not enough anymore for a lot of these teams and GMs and coaches to just have a guy that processes pre-snap and makes every throw and is accurate and stands there. You know, what I've always loved, the pocket quarterback, they want the added dimension of make me right. Cliff makes a call. You don't get the ideal defense. It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I got five on it.
15 touchdown.
Yeah.
15-yard touchdown. Yeah, and that's the difference. Now, obviously, my heart was in my throat when it looked like, I don't know if it was a corner or a safety. I thought it probably had a chance to light him up.
Safety took the worst angle I've ever seen. Like, that's a play where if I'm a Bengals fan, I'm going, what a bad rep that was.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. But that said, I did not want Jaden Daniels to slide because my vantage point, he's running right at me, press box Paulson style. I'm in the corner of the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of coming right at me. And you don't even, you have the safety who's coming from the side angle who he ended up kind of juking at the goal line. But another DB that's near the goal line as well. That's one of those where when you slide sometimes, you get blown up.
You might get decapitated.
So I actually think taking on the contact in a game where, I think in the regular season, it would have looked very differently at the end. But it felt to me like the defenders pulled up a little bit and helped him out too, I thought, where they were both standing flat-footed and just kind of reaching with their arms, not diving, not trying to crunch him. Maybe it's just that he puts you in that kind of bind athletically.
You got your feet flat there, yeah.
But I thought it was just like lazy defense on the back end. But regardless, he gets mostly unscathed, barely touched into the end zone. And thanks for playing. You're mm-hmm. back on the sideline. He actually ran into the locker room to go to the bathroom, and everyone thought, oh, no, what happened? Nope, he's just... he'll be back. Don't worry. Four plays, 74 yards, touchdown. Might be the last we see of him this August.
Pretty sure it is, right? No passes thrown in the preseason. That was a pass play called, but, you know, sorry, nobody's open. I'll just score a touchdown.
He could play Saturday night just because if you don't, you're basically going 3 weeks without a game, you know, without really truly playing football. Unless they do another burgundy and gold scrimmage, which if I'm Dan Quinn, maybe I would try to set up for next week. This lack of a joint practice is going to be a problem for them.
100%.
I would leave open the possibility that some guys play.
Do you think he might? I just felt like after last night, okay, that's it. He's in bubble wrap.
I don't think Daniels will. I just am not willing to say, like, a week ago, I was 100% sure no starters would play against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel as confident. I would still bet on that. I just don't think it's a slam dunk because, again, it's a long time, man.
Yeah.
You're going from Monday Night Football on August 18th all the way until September 7th with nobody really playing meaningful, legitimate live reps.
Almost three full weeks.
I don't like that. The Ravens thing is a problem. I mean, this didn't work out well with them pulling out of this joint practice or whatever happened. We'll get to game balls and gassers in just a few moments. Looking back at last night, though, we've talked about the running backs. Matter of fact, we got time. Why don't we do it right now? Give me a game ball, Darius. We'll do this after games. After I'm getting weird look. I don't know what's happening. Is everything okay over there? Okay, I'll take a game ball. You won't give me a game ball. Jalen Lane, the wide receiver from Virginia Tech, the rookie, had 3 targets, 3 catches, 42 yards in the game, and he caught 2 balls when he was outside, 1 ball in the slot. You could see his speed is a problem for DBs. When he lined up out wide, he got these massive cushions. He's a 4.34 40-yard dash guy. So he would turn it up, and he's, you know, they're sinking their hips and kind of running backwards with him, and then he would just break it off and route them up, and they couldn't really defend or cover. Also made a really nice contested catch on an out route on one of the better throws of the night on a tough night for Sam Hartman. I continue to be intrigued by Jalen Lane. He's got some things he's got to still polish and some areas of his game where he's got to keep getting better. Some like top of the route where you kind of are telegraphing that you're about to hit the brakes and hurt Sam Hartman trying to throw a ball and a DB reads that and is able to jump a route. But very young, playing out of position to an extent because I think he's a slot receiver. But he flashes, man. Like here we are talking in year two, where's Luke McCaffrey? Where are the catches? Where are the targets? That's not Jalen Lane. Every time he plays, you notice him. It's loud. I really like his game.
Kick coverage. Fix it. I don't know what's going on. I don't quite understand why it looks like a soccer player taking a corner kick looking for a header the way that they're doing it. But these short line drive kicks that are leading to returns, that's 2 straight weeks. We open the game with a massive return against them. Touchdown saving tackle. Whatever's happening right now, immediately to the lab, start looking at that film and adjust your technique, adjust the concepts. I don't know. I'm hoping they're trying to evaluate something and they're giving guys a chance to put them in adverse situations and the regular season plan will be completely different. But I am nervous about a special teams blunder sort of upending what might be a good start to the season.
Josh Johnson is the third quarterback and Sam Hartman is not. I think that needs to be the way that this goes. Hartman struggled again. Sprayed the ball all over the place with accuracy against the Patriots last night. It just doesn't look quite right. Johnson operates the offense way more effectively. He made a bad decision, throw, read, whatever, on an interception. Lane maybe could have helped him a little bit at the end of that play, but regardless, it's not going to be perfect. Nobody's asking that from a backup quarterback. But you could just tell the difference when Johnson's in there versus when Hartman's in there. So I would say gasser to Sam Hartman for a second time in as many games.
Super quick one. Drive kept alive. Frankie Louvu jumped off sides. It looked like they were trying to do that, and you fell for it. Not a fan.
Quan Martin, fast, violent, athletic at safety. I thought the safety position in general could get some game balls. Will Harris had a play on the goal line.
That was what I was about to do, yep.
Had a PBU, really tight coverage. He's had a good camp. Martin, to me, looks like he's ready to be a legit, above average, like top half the league safety.
Going through all that traffic at the goal line to stop the, I think it was Hudson or whoever the tight end was.
Yeah, Hudson at the 1 yard line.
What a great play that was.
Sick.
Unbelievable.
He made another really nice play in the game as well where he came up and had a run fit. And then Jeremy Reeves is one of the faster, more physical players on the team. Percy Butler's got speed. I just like what they're building at safety. Give me one more game ball.
Javon Kinlaw. Not a ton of snaps. You didn't see much, but you did see a couple bothering throw the blocker around like a rag doll and make a tackle. I think he had 2 tackles on the game, but looked the part. That's kind of what we were hoping for, right? Was this guy that they saw something in that a couple teams before them hadn't seen? That dude looked like a monster in the middle.
Let's open up the phones for you guys on the running backs. What did you think of Chris Rodriguez last night? What did you make of Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt? That was the most we had seen him at any point. Seemed like those guys responded well to the Brian Robinson news. And are you feeling okay about moving forward without B-Rob? It looks like a divorce is looming, almost certainly, whether it's a trade or a cut. He's not going to be on the roster. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
He brings versatility, and he's outstanding with the ball in his hand.
Here's Rodriguez right up the gut. Not brought down. Inside the 20 and forced down near the 15. Two big plays to start for the Commanders.
Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Monday Night Football. Your boy was there last night, so I didn't get to watch the telecast. Generally, Sunday is 1 o'clock or whatever. Being there, I don't miss getting to watch the TV copy of the game. But when it's national TV and the Commanders are in the spotlight, there's a little bit of envy. How was the cast last night?
It was okay. I mean, the frustrating part is for a preseason game, the thing I want to know the most, and it's really hard, is they're doing their big national story because they're not sitting there focused on local audience member Danny Ruye, nor should they be. But I'm going, okay, who's in at guard now? Who's in at center? Which backup is this? Who's getting reps
and
in this?
They don't care.
And they don't care. So that part of it is frustrating. Not their fault, because they're doing something. They have a different sort of agenda. They're trying to make this thing as interesting as possible to a national audience.
Do they do? That was their first of the summer, so I haven't seen it. Do they do the talk show style where it's like, in the NFC West, this is what's going on with the Rams and Matt Stafford? Or did they make it just a game broadcast?
Pretty much a game broadcast. I mean, there's a little bit more on the sideline. I mean, they had Joe Burrow talk. They had Ja'Marr Chase talk, who had, in my view, the quotes of the night, talking about how important it was for a player that's holding out and at odds with the team to still be there, and how the value of that and how critically important it was and how great Hendrickson has been through this process. That was awesome. That was great theater as far as I'm concerned. So stuff, it was worth it, but it's still just those, you know, you're, by the time you're in the third quarter, you got Troy Aikman singing the praises of KJ Osborne. You know what I mean? Like, who makes a catch. And he's like, you know what he's been able to do over his career, which is what? Which, not that much, right? I mean, you're going to be readily available.
Good years with the Vikings.
Yeah, a long time ago.
When
yeah.
It was Thielen and Jets and KJ
and Osborne, I suppose. Yeah, just, you know. But
Kirko, walk-off winner against the Panthers in OT.
Yeah.
You're diving sort of touchdown.
Looking for stuff to talk about. And thank goodness for them that Mitchell Tinsley decided to have the ultimate revenge game.
Mitchell Tinsley, the greatest wide receiver alive.
As far as I'm concerned, name someone better. You can't.
He was here in 2023 and 2024. And if he was here this year, he'd be on the roster again. I'll tell you that right now. Because the way things are shaping up at wide receiver with Noah Brown hurt and Terry McLaurin, whatever Terry McLaurin is, Mitchell Tinsley would be in. Darius, you were at the game. So before we get back into the activity of the night and discussing breaking it down, there were not a lot of people there. I thought the energy was good. What was it? Probably half full, maybe, not even, maybe 40% full. What was it like where you were sitting?
Sure, yeah. Definitely good energy all around for the most part. As soon as Jaden Daniels stepped foot on the field, once they got the kickoff after the Bengals scored their first touchdown,
standing up.
I mean, it felt like 60,000 people were there just because of the ovation that he got alone. Obviously the way that the offense put on a show there in their first drive, there was good energy in the crowd, but that energy was quickly sucked away once Sam Hartman stepped on the field. So
it wasn't as pretty a performance thereafter.
Yeah,
but you still got to. Hey, it's preseason for everybody. He's out there trying to get better, right? Sam's making. He made a few plays. There are some plays he'd probably like back. I would say that's why we gave him a gasser. But I want to talk running backs here. The news of the day was Brian Robinson, who we found out Sunday was being shopped. It's a lot more serious than that. He's not going to be on the team. They, according to Dan Quinn, got done with their walkthrough, and then he and Peters met with Robinson, the three of them, in AP's office, I guess, on Sunday at the facility before they went to the team hotel. They told Robinson, you're not going to play in this game, and this is the way this is trending as far as the roster goes. Now, he didn't say this. I'm going to editorialize. I think they told Brian Robinson, you're not going to be on the team. That's my guess. Like, you're not going to play in this game, and we've come to the conclusion that this is how this is going to work. You and your agent and us on our end, we're going to try to find a trade. Let's work this thing out together. But then he addressed the squad. And Quinn said after the game, basically, when I have the opportunity to do this, I like to do this. They're going to hear it from me. Well, that tells you that this is not just we might trade this guy. If you're addressing the entire team together, you don't do that when you cut wide receiver number 9. You don't do that when you cut defensive lineman number 11 in camp as a camp body.
Right.
This was a significant departure with B-Rob from what has been. He's a 3-year starter on the team. So when you address it with the roster, again, not his words, mine, my guess is he said to them, hey, we've decided with B-Rob we're going a different direction. You guys are going to hear this, but I wanted you to hear it from me. We're moving forward without him as a part of it.
Yeah, this isn't, he's not your starter anymore.
Doesn't
you know
sound
what I mean?
Like,
yeah, this is, the divorce is happening and they're drawing up custody. That's kind of what it is. Again, I'm still pretty floored by it. I'm really, really surprised. Just kind of given their offseason, given what it looked like it wasn't necessarily a priority. It was an afterthought to take a 7th rounder. And maybe they were such geniuses that was the plan all along, that they knew somebody would be available there that would be a difference maker. But I think they've found out in real time that Kroski Merritt is pretty good and can handle it. I mean, part of this is maybe a graduation for Chris Rodriguez to more full-time guy. You know you've got Eckler. And you're kind of doing the math, working back from last year. I think it was 526 total carries. Jaden Daniels had about 150 of those. So you're hoping that number goes down, by the way, a little bit to some degree. But you start to do the math and you go, we don't have a bell cow and we don't need a bell cow necessarily. We're going to have a committee approach just the way that we run the football, and we don't need this guy to do that. It seems like just they've decided whatever we're trying to do, he doesn't fit anymore. And I'm glad for it.
How we got here, there's pretty much two different legitimate reasons. And it depends, like, how positive do you want to be, right? The positive outlook is, I think they like their depth chart a lot. They like the guys they have. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, they feel like, is a starting caliber player. Chris Rodriguez is Brian Robinson-ish and might even be more effective. Austin Eckler is your third down and pass catching back, and in 2 and 4 minutes at the end of halves can operate the offense effectively. You could even put a little more on his plate if you want to, although I tried not to with his injury history and age. McNichols excelled in his opportunities last year. Demetric Felton, who was the star of their burgundy and gold team scrimmage and led them in rushing in preseason game 1, is a guy I think they feel very fine with, who's gotten NFL carries before in Cleveland. So they do like their room. The other part of it is, though, B-Rob's just not a fit. We talked about this yesterday. We've talked about this for a couple of years. You know, he has 0.6 yards per carry better when running the football from under center traditionally than in the shotgun where they live. On top of that, they didn't draft him. He does work in some offenses. What Scott Turner was doing with Taylor Heinicke, I get it. If he was in Green Bay right now, backing up Josh Jacobs, or in Houston maybe, as a Joe Mixon light or something. I think there are places where the B-Rob experience could still play. I just don't know that he's the best fit here. And the fact of the matter is, he has been okay. There's nothing wrong with him. The floor is high enough, but there's very low ceiling. You know, he ranks 86th in the NFL since he came into the league in the percentage of his carries they go for 10-plus yards. 86th. He ranks 29th in yards after contact. We talked about RYOE, rushing yards over expected, yesterday, and where he ranks in those metrics. It's not great. Like, there are no analytics or R&D numbers for that staff that they're going to come up with that scream, play this guy more. And they're going more in that direction as an organization. Like, that's not going to benefit Brian Robinson. But it's not just his struggles and what he is. I do think they like the depth that they've established, as Dan Quinn talked about postgame.
Yeah, I thought early what I liked was decisiveness. I thought, you know, you certainly saw some of the big plays. And we're still, you know, learning Bill in some ways. And not every run for every back is quite the same. Fortunately for us with Anthony here, you know, we've got a real veteran in the running back room. That's a big part of that. We've got a good sense for where Chris was coming in, but we wanted to get him more touches today, and Bill as well. So with Austin and Jeremy, we were, you know, thinking a little bit less. And then as we get into next week, you know, Adam and I will visit and say, who do we want to feature and look at on Saturday?
Quinn, on talking to the team about Brian Robinson and addressing his situation with the club behind the scenes so that they didn't find out publicly that Robinson was on the outs.
Adam and I had met with Brian yesterday, and knowing that we would hold him out of the game tonight, and there's just a lot of moving parts. This time of year, those things take place, and so I just wanted to make sure that's my responsibility, you know, to let the team know whenever I can so they're not hearing any information from anywhere else. So that was all. It's more of the standard operating procedure for me. But if I have a chance, when things come up, especially during this time of year, when I can bring them together and discuss things, I want them to hear those things from me first. That's all.
You couldn't have written a better script. Danny, I know it was the preseason, and in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter a lot.
Right.
But for Rodriguez's first carry with the starters from Jaden Daniels to open the game, to be a 40-yard run, and for Krosky Merritt to have a 5-yard electric run where he made a couple people miss, nice cut, and then a 27-yard touchdown right after, you can't respond any better if you're those two guys than they did.
No, it worked out so well. Imagine a few stuff runs and a 3-and-out, and then it's like, we probably could have used B-Rob. You know what I mean? So it worked out that way. Nobody's saying that today.
Let's go to Koresh in Herndon, home of the Hornets, on Grant and Danny. What'd you make of how the running backs responded? Let's go to Caleb in Chantilly on Grant and Danny. Caleb, what'd you think of the running backs?
How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
I'm super high on Chris Rodriguez, to be honest with you. I feel like he runs with a lot of anger, like he has something to prove. I was impressed with him last year. Even though he got, like, very few touches, I felt like he ran very well. I feel like he does what B-Rob can do, but he does it better. And he's more he's as powerful, but he's much more explosive.
Yeah, to me, it's just a no-brainer. Like, I think it's addition by subtraction. I'm not beating up on Brian Robinson. I just don't think they get worse on the field. I think Rodriguez, for me, has long been adequate in filling in for B-Rob. I think he's every bit as good, might even give you a little more. But with Krosky Merritt, you add speed and twitch and explosiveness. And then on top of all of this, by moving on from him, you're freeing up $3.4 million. And I don't know how he would have taken a demotion, oh, by the way.
Right.
I mean, he would have gone from the 3-year starter who gets 12 to 15 carries and is kind of the bell cow on first and second down to standing around and watching a couple carries a game and maybe occasionally deactivated in that Rodriguez role. He does not feel like, to me, the kind of guy that's just going to go, yeah, no problem. Tell me where to stand. So I think this is a no-brainer. I'm completely on board with what they're doing.
Yeah, and now that we've gotten here, I'm still kind of surprised by it, but I'm with you in terms of the thought process and where it goes. I mean, two things have to happen. One, you believe that the incumbent isn't better than the alternatives, and then the second part flows from that is the alternatives are ready to handle the workload. Last year, they didn't feel that way. Chris Rodriguez was in the building. So it was Jeremy McNichols, and you know, they had other running backs as well around that, you know, showed some burst, showed some excitement in the preseason, and it never came to that. It was still, nope, Brian Robinson, everybody. Let's give him, you know, put him on pace for 225 carries last year, which is what he was, minus a couple games missed from injury. And I'm surprised that they were able to say, not only do we not want to do that, but we're good enough here with these other players to be able to fulfill that role.
Why do you guys think Brian Robinson's on the outs? And why are he and Washington headed for a divorce? 800-636-1067. Also, the Colts became the final team in the NFL to name their starting quarterback officially. They did that today. We'll get into that next. Top of the hour in 20 minutes. Terry McLaurin was not in the stadium last night. Is that a problem? We're Grant and Danny.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Prosky Merritt, touchdown Washington.
ESPN's Monday Night Football telecast of Jacory Prosky Merritt's 27-yard touchdown for the Commanders last night gave them 14 points. That is where their night would end, just about. 31-17 final. But the starters, many of the 30 that didn't play against the Patriots did, and things were better. Business picked up. Washington looked like a much more energetic, competent football team, as you would anticipate. One thing I loved, and Dan Quinn actually singled this out in his opening comments after the game, the first play from Cliff Kingsbury dug into the bag of tricks a little bit, went with the jet action from Deebo Samuel, end around, 19-yard carry. His first moment as a Commander in front of the fans. How fast did he look?
He looked quick. Super well-executed play as well, right? Where there's a guy, there's a defender that's, you might think if he could move fast enough, would have a shot at him. But Deebo Samuel, full head of steam, is you know, it's almost like he's running from first base to second, right? Like he's busting down the line and then turns left and the guy couldn't possibly keep up with him. Yeah, he was quick, man. And that was encouraging because remember, the first time we saw him, you could offer reasons for why, but didn't look like he was moving all that great.
So I never played that game. I don't do body language and I don't do video from practice where a guy's jogging and we're going to say he's fat or slow. But people do play that game, lots of them. And they certainly did. And he's always...
The game was played, yeah.
He's a lightning rod for that, for whatever reason. I just think he's got a unique body structure. Like, he does not... He's the nickname Debo coming out. I remember being at the Senior Bowl. He's coming out of... I think it was South Carolina.
South Carolina.
And that was kind of the story then, was like that this guy, if he can keep his weight in check and his body, and it's always been a thing with him. And then last year, the 49ers even came out and said, you know, he's got to get in better shape or whatever. He dealt with pneumonia. That sets you back. But I just wasn't playing that game, but it certainly was out there. But I think everyone can rest assured, if you haven't been out at training camp at all, to see that he's heavily involved and very productive, that play where he showed that quickness, he has this very choppy, unique run style.
Yep.
There's this game we play behind the scenes here on Grant and Danny, where you see like the silhouettes of baseball players swinging or pitching, and we try to guess who it is. You could do like, you know, quarterbacks throwing or NBA players taking shots. If you could just see someone running, I could tell you Debo Samuel like this, because it's the most unique, like choppy kind of, it's just a fast and explosive, but yet it's a gait unlike anybody.
There's only a couple guys I could do that with. Like Isaiah Pacheco, I feel like I could figure out pretty quick.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It looks like a Tasmanian devil, kind of. But it's interesting. Yeah, but the burst was certainly there. And, you know, you kind of go, Cliff, why are you showing that? But I bet you that's by design. You know what I mean? I bet you that's one of those, hey, everybody, FYI, you're going to have to worry about this. Not that everyone wasn't aware that they're going to get the football to Debo Samuel, but as a reminder, this is always lurking. So anytime he's in motion, or anytime that there's a, you know, jet action on a run or whatever, I want everybody standing flat-footed.
Well, it's also not a flea flicker or a double
pass.
Right. I mean, that is going to be something they run four times a game probably. That, to me, is no different than, like, getting a ball from under center and turning and giving it to your quarterback.
Halfback dive in the eye.
That's just going to be a bread-and-butter play for them. Let's go to Paul in D.C. on the Fan, who wants to talk Brian Robinson. How are you, Paul?
All right, fellas, how's everything going, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
As it relates to B-Rob, last year, man, I started watching how he just doesn't break any tackles, man. He stops moving his legs and everything, man. And Jaden ran a lot, man, because they didn't have confidence in B-Rob, man. So I'm not surprised that they're making this move, man. You know, and I'm glad that they drafted Bill, because we need somebody, brother, that can get 3 yards, man. And B-Rob, man, second and three, third and three, he doesn't get it, man. But
thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Three is normally about what he can do. It's more than that that seems to be the issue. DVOA last year, the efficiency, down, distance, score, opposing defense. Rodriguez, 34%. McNichols, 23%. Eckler, 15%. Robinson, minus 4%. I mean, the numbers are just there for you. It matches kind of what your eyes tell you to an extent.
There are a number of plays, and everybody pointed to last year. So coming into this year, in the offseason, you're going, I think the plan looks like they'll improve the offensive line and ipso facto then improve the running game because of that. And that's what a lot of people were clinging to. My point was, yes, last year there were a number of plays that weren't blocked up great, and that's the league, right? Some, you know, the other team figure something out, they get paid to make plays too, et cetera. So a number of things that are naturally going to be stuffs. That happens to every running back, even great ones. But to me, there were enough times where you'd go, oh my God, there's such an opportunity. If you just shuffled, if you sidestepped, if you spun, if you did anything, there's a gap right there that could be, I'm not talking about a home run, but 5 yards, 7 yards, 4 yards, something positive. And instead, he just can't do it. It's like a truck doing a K-turn in the alleyway.
Let's try Koresh again in Herndon. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks again for taking my call. Apologies for the last one.
All good, bud.
So my take on this is I'm pretty sure that Brian's going to be gone. It's 100% confirmed at this point, because you guys got to think about it this way. Brian Robinson is just another person on the I did not draft him, so let's get rid of him list for Adam Peters. He did that with Jahan Dotson. He did that with Jamin Davis. He did that with Emmanuel Forbes. So it looks to me that basically Adam just wants to put people on the team that he knows for a fact that are good for the team, can do what the other person did, and hopefully in the long run would be better. That's how I think he's organizing it.
Well, there's something to that.
Appreciate
I mean,
you.
That's the case in sports, right? You're my guy or you're not to an extent. But rest assured, if Brian Robinson could help him, if he was head and shoulders better than the other running backs, doesn't matter if you were their guy or I drafted you, you're my guy now. Terry McLaurin is going to be here. He was a previous regime's guy, a couple of regimes ago.
Quan Martin, who's emerging, man.
Sam Cosmi at guard is a Pro Bowl talent. Quan Martin is still here, starting. Role continues to grow under this group. Chris Rodriguez, who Brian Robinson's departure is going to pave the way for more opportunities for, was not their guy. He was a sixth-round pick by Rivera and the Martys. Chris Paul is a survivor, just keeps hanging around regime after regime and making the most of whatever chances he gets. So I don't think that's the reason why Brian Robinson is out. It certainly doesn't help. And you know, when they talk about culture and being a commander and what they want guys to be and not, there's a better chance you are that guy if they chose you because they know what they're looking for. But you can adapt. And if you're willing to and if you're productive, you're going to hang around. I mean, they're not in the business of just running people out of here to do it. Speaking of which, let's talk Terry McLaurin next. He was not at the game. He had an excused absence, which I want to get into. Why wasn't he in Landover, Maryland last night on the sideline like Trey Hendrickson, who's also holding in, was for the Bengals? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.